All right, Dub CNA right here with AWAX to talk about this new project that just dropped today. What's going on with you, man?
All good, man. I'm just over here enjoying myself, enjoying the day. Nice day out here in Cali. Went shopping and shit. Got some new threads.
Okay. You just released your Nightmare from Elm Street, Volume 3, Street Tape. For those who are not familiar with the series, let us know story behind the name. Why you call your project Nightmare from Elm Street?
It's pretty self-explanatory. I'm from a neighborhood called Elm Street, Power Rouge, so I'm just kind of giving a shout-out to my neighborhood on a street album. I've done a lot of albums for different reasons and purposes, and this is my first project that I really dedicated just to my neighborhood on some, like, trying to show love to them and in the spotlight to us and stuff. I've done stuff in Pittsburgh, and I always do stuff for my hood, but I wanted to dedicate a whole project to it. So that's basically what this is.
Okay, and, you know, for those who've been following your music for a minute, what can they expect from Volume 3 musically?
Musically, it's pretty much it's a couple features on there. You got Little Flip, you got Waka Flocka, and Big Face Hunted, YG Hootie from the Brick Squad. Just different people that I mess with, and you're going to hear a little how we get down together. You're going to hear a little different flavor from them because I try and bring them on stuff that they wouldn't typically do. Like, so it's a little different. I got them on some hood shit, though, at the same time. So it's just a Bay Area twist on some with a little bit of L.A. people on there and some down south and put it in a practice kind of, you know?
Okay. Now, you know, the first song on the project is a collaboration with Waka Flocka. How did you connect with him? And what's the AWAX Brick Squad connection?
That's my homie, Young Hootie. He's from Compton. He was in the Brick Squad, so he's been running with them. He's out in Atlanta for a while. I'll be out there sometimes too. So I'll be traveling with Hootie and whatnot. It came about like that. He's close with them, and it's just a small world. They know a lot of people I know, and we end up being from the same neighborhood. So if I could both come in, so pretty much that's beautified it right there. I got a record I'm working on with Hootie right now, so we pretty much it's kind of like this far field to it. And we're gonna have a pretty much just a whole Brick Squad feature on the album, a couple outsiders.
Yeah, when I was talking to Dutch earlier, he mentioned that you have a record with Gucci Mane that's not on this project for an upcoming album.
Yeah, I got two songs with Gucci. One for with me and Hootie, and I got one for my solo record. And then I'm working on those simultaneous right now, so those will be promoted. The Hootie cover I'll be doing in a few days, so that'll be getting promoted any minute now, too, with the other two. Everybody Loves Me is another solo record I got coming. That's my real album that's going to be going through the big channels and trying to give it a real push.
That was gonna be the next question, because all these projects that you've been putting out, it's all been, you know, street projects and mixtapes, but the official album, Everybody Loves Me, what can you tell us about that? What can fans expect from that?
It's pretty much in the air right now. You're hearing a Gucci Mane on it, like I said earlier. You might hear, I've done songs with a lot of people like Too Short and Styles P. I don't know where I'm going to be assigning those records yet, so I don't want to say definitely where they're going, but I definitely have those records in the pipeline, and they will be on one of the albums I'm working on now, which will be the Hootie or my solo or the Bricksburg album I have with Chink Show from the East Coast. So with the Everybody Loves Me, it's going to be, as far as production, I can tell you that. I got Jake One from, he does like 50 Cent Freeway.
Oh, yeah, I know Jake. Yeah, he's dope.
Happy Perez, he's doing the bulk of the production. He does a lot of like Slim Thug Down South stuff. Happy, I got Phonics Beats. He works with like Jada Kids and 50 Cent. People, he's from L.A., used to be in a group called, a producer in a group called 1500 or Nothing. And then who else am I overlooking? I got Cardiac from the East Coast. He does like Lloyd Banks singles, Turner Up, and all that. So I got all platinum credential producers on Everybody Loves Me. I'm not working with nobody, no local people or nothing like that. Nothing against local people. I just, if anyone local has those credentials, I work with them, be more than happy, be willing to work with them too. But those are the people I have access to and that have showed me love. So they're handling all the production on that record so far as of now. So that record's probably at 80% complete, 85% complete. Just got to get a couple features and a couple last singles to top it off. And then I'm going to call that one a wrap, too. Any time now, it should be about 2-3 weeks, I'll be done with it.
Do you have an estimated time where you're trying to release the album?
No, estimated time, I would like to have it out late summer sometime, but that's the perfect world. You know, sometimes it takes a lot longer, and with the kind of promotion I want to go with this album, that's not realistic, that release date. So it's going to go fourth quarter, it's going to be kind of hard competing with everybody. I don't know, I might just try fourth quarter this year, or I might wait till early next year, right after the year starts for that, and just release my group albums in the meanwhile.
Okay. Now, I know this is a question that, you know, you've been asked a lot, and it's kind of a tired topic, but I can't do an interview without asking you this, because I have people on me with the situation, you know, with the mob figures with you and Huss. Any update on that?
I mean, it's the same. It's always going to be the same. You know what I mean? Like, he feels a certain way. I feel a certain way. A lot of the mob figures don't necessarily have problems with me as much as the one guy, but, you know, I got people in jail who say it's a certain way. They say the sky is blue. So I'm listening to my people in jail. They say the sky is blue. Huss want me to think that the sky is red. I'm not going for that. You know what I mean? Like, whatever, man. My people say it's blue. It look blue to me. I'm going to say it's blue. And I try to reach out and resolve it on a level, on a regular issue. Like, man, my people in the feds got cell phones. If you can explain paperwork, discrepancies in paperwork and change their mind, like, I'll give you the number to call. And they ain't interested in that. He ain't interested in clearing his name on this shit to me, so ain't nothing to clear up with me. It ain't never going to go away. We can't fist fight and make it stop. Like, we could fist fight every day for the rest of our lives, and it still don't change it. It don't change the fact that fuck him. But I ain't on that page, you know what I mean? That's just my personal opinions about somebody. At the end of the day, I don't do business with that motherfucker. I don't do business with him. I don't see him in traffic. It ain't like that kind of party. He do his shit, I do my shit. But if our paths cross, then it'll be what it'll be. But it ain't nobody looking for nobody. We have a lot of people. I see the same people he have. Mr. Fab is one of my partners and shit. He fuck with him. And all that shit, you know? So I ain't got no problems with none of them, especially like the rest of the mob figures and shit. I really ain't got no problem with none of them. It's just I got street issues with one of the guys from my people who's doing time. So it is what it is. People going to speculate and say it's this and it's that. And people read his paperwork, and some people misconstrue it and think that my name, see, my government name's Aaron Doppie, for the record, too, D-O-P-P-I-E. The person who is in his paperwork is Aaron Ponce. That's a different Aaron. So a lot of people don't know how to read his paperwork, think I'm that Aaron and shit, and think that I put him in jail or was involved in him going to jail, and that wasn't true. He went to jail on some completely separate stuff, and then years down the line, the feds had information to arrest my people that he knew. So that's where all this stuff stemmed from. I tried to clean it up on the phone once. I tried to say, hey, man, let's talk on the phone. I'll try and put you in line with the right people. And if you're right, if you could clear your name, I'll go out publicly and say it was all bogus. But he recorded the phone call and made it disruptive when we did that. So every avenue I tried to try and let him clear his name, just in case he actually could clarify some of this paperwork that makes him look bad, he didn't want to. He didn't seem interested. So I'm not interested now that he wants to talk or whatever the fuck. I don't give a fuck no more. Ain't nothing to talk about. If he want to clear his name, he can talk to my people in the feds. When they write me and reach out to me and say, hey, we talked to him and it's all good, it's all good. But I got pictures of my boy Abe with Lil D on my studio wall. I know he talked about hanging with Lil D, but I got pictures with my people with Lil D. Like, I put them anywhere. Like, don't nobody care about that. He trying to use that like that's his G card, like Lil D or something. Like, yeah, Lil D said stay out of it because he don't know what the hell's going on, so he don't know if dude good or not. the dude trying to use that like that's his street pass. But I mean, again, I'm doing good in life and shit. He got his manager over here dissing me every day on Twitter, but I don't got no problems with nobody like that. I'm just getting money. I'm doing my rap music, and rap is not the streets. People confuse those things. Ain't nothing about the rap world, street world.
Okay, I got you. Appreciate you clearing that up. You know, to end it on a positive note, you know, what are your future goals for the next couple of years? I know you've been getting in the game for a minute, putting out music. Ideally, what would you like to take it and what would you like to see yourself within the next 2-3 years?
I want to be, in the next 2-3 years, I want to be in a position where I can help my partners, the people that I really, that have rolled out with me through the thick and the thin. I want to be in a position to help them out and help them get money any way it goes. You know, I want to make people around me that I care for lives better and try and present opportunities to my homies and stuff so they can get out of the situations they're in. I don't want them out there shooting people for me. I would rather have them count money with me and shopping or something in the Gucci store or the Louis store. I'm on some whole other stuff, man. I'm half of the time I'm on the East Coast or I'm in L.A. or somewhere. I'm in some life shit that ain't even as worlds away from where I came from, man. I ain't around no drug dealing and shit half of the time, man. I'm on some different shit. I'm getting paper. I'm around people with paper. Like, life has been very good to me. Rapping has been good. God is good. God is great. All that, man, you know?